Who are some of your favorite authors?
Mainly Brits. Frederick Forsyth, Jack Higgins, Richard Cox. I suppose you could say that I thought maybe an American should try something like this. Because this is mainly a British genre, and they're awfully good at it. So I thought maybe somebody on our side of the ocean should try it.
There's another interesting aspect about the hunt for Red October, isn't there, with regard to who published it?
Well, this is the first work of fiction by the Naval Institute Press, and that was also a happy accident. I was having lunch in, it was October 28th, 1982. I remember the day because somebody crunched my car that day. With the editor who had edited my article, and the reason I had lunch with him is because I had about 300 pages written up, and I wanted a professional to look at my work and see if it was worth proceeding with. And when I told him, you know, what I was doing, that I didn't want him to look at it, he said, "Well, why don't you submit it to us?" And I said, "Well, you guys don't do fiction." And he said, "Well, we just started to." And we went from there. He looked over two chapters. He liked it. And at that point, I just I restarted the manuscript from page one and delivered the completed first draft on February 28, 1983.
The Naval Institute Press, is that indeed an arm of the Navy?
No, the Naval Institute is a private society. Its headquarters is on the grounds of the Naval Academy, but that's just a matter of coincidence, really. It's a private organization that's been in existence since 1873, which publishes mainly nonfiction and technical works relating to maritime affairs.
Mm-hmm. And so this is very unusual for them to come out with a work
of fiction. It's the first one. They're broadening out their activities.
It looks like the response to the hunt for Red October has been pretty good. Are you now a celebrity in Owings, Maryland?
Insofar as I wasn't already.
Of course, an insurance man knows everybody in town anyway, doesn't he?
Yeah, I don't know whether that qualifies as notoriety or not. I really haven't thought in those terms. I'm the same guy I was 1, 2, or 10 years ago.
And what's next for Tom Clancy?
Well, we have another book in the works. On a similar subject, but I'm just getting started one now. It's going to be a joint venture with myself and another individual who's a naval analyst and a wargaming expert, and there'll be a few more after that.
More submarines?
Yes.
You're going to adopt the submarine?
Well, no, not entirely. I'll be trying to branch out also, but the next project will be on a naval subject matter.